Track 2.20.
It's 8:10 on Radio 24 Hours. I'm Jackson Bradley. Welcome to Expert Opinion. Today's expert is an inventor. Her name is Karen Ely, and she is here with us to answer your questions. Good evening, Karen.
Good evening, Jackson.
Karen, I'm sure we've got lots of young people out there who want to become inventors. What would you say to them? What's your advice?
Two things. You shouldn't start thinking, what idea can I have to make £1 million? You should start with a little idea. You should think, what can I invent that makes one little thing in my life easier? For example, you often forget where you put your keys. What can you invent to help with that?
That's an interesting thought. And we have our first caller, Martin from Southampton. Hello, Martin.
Hello, Jackson. Hello, Karen. I've got a question. I've got an idea for an invention, but I don't want to say what it is, of course.
Absolutely not. If you've got a good idea, you've got to keep it to yourself first.
Right. But my question is, I've got a job, and I haven't got enough time to work on my invention. Should I give up my job?
Good question. No, you shouldn't give up your job. If you don't have a job, the situation is much more stressful.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Martin. And we've got another caller. Her name's Anna, and she's very young still. Anna, how old are you?
I'm 13, and I want to be an inventor.
Fantastic.
Yes, but my problem is that I have too many ideas. I've got so many ideas that I don't know where to start.
Good point. You're creative and you've got lots of ideas. That's wonderful, Anna. That's what an inventor needs. But I'll tell you what you should do. You should work on your best idea first. You shouldn't forget about your other ideas, but you can't work on all of them at the same time. So get yourself a book and write down all your ideas, but work on one idea first.
Okay.
And then, when you've